The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Because there's this little sign, don't forget to use your AARP card to get a 15% discount.
Right.
And Sean goes, did you bring your AARP card, Scott? No, I didn't bring my AARP card. And the fucking waitress goes, well, I'll just apply it for you anyway, sir.
That's awfully nice, sir.
I don't look 55. I'm not big fatty.
No, you're true. You don't look a day over 60.
Shut up.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
True, you don't look a day over 60.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 1970 of the BFO for Wednesday the 12th of August 2015. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing over here in Scotland, and filling in for me back in the States is the SATA 69. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, brave hotters. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all. Over here in Scotland today, it's kind of a leisurely day, y'all. We're doing a little tour of the town we're staying in, and y'all, we're having an educational class on medieval history, and y'all, then we're heading out, and we're going to go see the birthplace and all kinds of historical sites. We're going to go see the William Wallace monument and all that, and y'all, he's Robert the Bruce and all that kind of stuff, and Brannockburn, and y'all, you know, that's Braveheart. Yes, Big Fatty, it's gonna be lovely, and y'all, I'm just want to thank Daniel and Joe Batanz for filling in for me for the past 2 days, but y'all, they're going to get a break today. They're going to get a break today because y'all, we're having a SATA 69. Yes, Big Fatty, it's too bad he's on episode 1970 instead of episode 1969. Well, you know, some things couldn't be helped, but anyway, he is filling in for us back in the States today, and so y'all, I hope you enjoy the show with SATA 69 and Cindy, and y'all, I think it's about time to send it on back to the States for today's little show.
I don't even know how his show starts. How does that, like, I'm a captain, I'm flying a plane, and you're a flame dame, or...
I don't even know.
I have no fucking idea. Hi, good morning. This is Daniel, obviously, not SATA 69. I got, like, a phone call, like, a half hour ago. You know, it's like one of the...
Scott didn't show up, and I need you guys to, like, go and do that. You know, I already called Joe. Yeah. I already called Joe, and I got him lined up. You need to go.
Like, just shut up. Just shut the fuck up. Okay, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Ugh. Anyway, happy Wednesday morning, everyone. Hump day morning, as it were. Back on the Big Fatty Show with Daniel and Joe. But at least now we don't have to do that mid-season show on RDRR. We can just talk about it. Joe Batanz, you have a top five list.
I had a top five. And you know what? Maybe it's serendipitous that Scott did not get to make it today, because now I get to talk about my top five. You did top five gay porn stars, which was really good.
Gay porn stars of 2015.
Most searched. Because I'd actually be very curious to know your top five gay porn stars. This was the most searched in 2015, right?
Right, yeah. This is not mine, yes, because I didn't know who some of them were.
Yeah.
I can tell you my top five, but we can do that another time because I will derail your
show. We'll do that. We'll save that for the RDRR midterm show.
All right, cool to do that. But you, of course, you're Joe Batanz. Yeah. You have brought with you a top five list of...
Top five.
Yes.
The best top five fast food hamburgers.
The top five.
Top five.
Fast food hamburgers. Now, you know...
Fast food hamburgers.
You know, Joe Batanz, there was an unofficial... It was a badly done I'm Google searching while I'm talking, which is really hard to do this early in the morning. By the way, we're back on live on Pride48.com. I don't think anyone's listening, but, you know, good morning. If you are there, join us in the chat room. Yada, yada. No, there was this top 10 fast food burgers in America, right? That then they kind of put them together like, you know, round robin style. And, it turns out that the number one was, I forget who won. I already forgot who won. I want to say
this is Joe Batanz's top five.
I want to say it's five burgers. Guys that won that. Yeah, I'll look for this. You go ahead. You tell us your, because I definitely have some thoughts on this, but you go ahead. Tell me, Joe Batanz, what is your number five?
Number five. I'm going with a classic. The fast food burger.
Yes.
Your standard McDonald's cheeseburger.
The standard.
The standard, just the McDonald's.
More bread than meat.
More bread than meat with some pickles and mustard and ketchup. Super simple. Some chopped onions. Number five. Because it's simple. Five. We grew up on it. We know it. Everybody knows that flavor. Nothing reminds you of America more.
Somebody, is this like a booty call? That's really early in the morning for you to be getting a text.
No, yeah. A booty call from my mom.
Oh, what the hell? Maybe she's listening. That's what it is. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, didn't I have some mute? Guess not. Okay.
Clearly not.
So. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Okay, so you can't get any more classic than that McDonald's cheeseburger.
Yes.
You know? And so that's why, for me, just a top five classic cheeseburger, McDonald's. That's what I'm going to go with. What are your thoughts on the McDonald's, McDonald's cheeseburger?
You know what? I'll tell you this about the classic McDonald's cheeseburger. I prefer the double cheeseburger if I'm going to get it. But
okay,
here's what they have, you know, McDonald's, not some nameless they. McDonald's has labs, right? They have food scientists. They have people that like study all these things, and they have decided and figured out that this amount of mustard is the perfect amount of mustard, and this amount of ketchup is the perfect amount of ketchup. Yeah. And so if you've ever watched them make a McDonald's cheeseburger back there, right, the patties are already pre-sized and everything, and they basically grill them. They put things over the top of them. The machine tells them exactly how long to cook them and how to flip. And you squeeze on the ketchup and the mustard, and you can't fuck it up. It's the exact amount of ketchup and mustard that's supposed to go on to the burger and everything. So I will give them that. It's consistent. Is very consistent. It's very good. There's certain times, like let's say leaving a bar at, you know, 2 or 3 a.m., there's certain times that a McDonald's double cheeseburger is amazing. So
you're right. That's fine. It's the number five. Just go to number five. There you go. Number four. Here's the problem with number four is I'm coming from the Western states.
This is what
right?
I love. This is what I love about it. It's like you're already discounting number four. It's just like, you know.
Yeah. Well,
here's the problem. I'm not even going to tell you what it is.
I'm not
going to
give a problem. I'm just telling you, Jack in the Box, which doesn't leave like Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Jack in the Box is your number four.
Ultimate cheeseburger.
I have eaten a Jack in the Box, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah. Well, no, there you go. That's exactly it. Ultimate cheeseburger with a taco at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing better. Nothing better than the Jack in the Box. I'm not good at describing food.
But wasn't Jack in the Box like famous for like salmonella poisoning a few years ago?
Yeah, like 15 years ago or whatever. Who cares? Who's counting, Daniel?
Whatever. Okay.
Who's keeping track of this, right?
Mm-hmm, got it.
But that, then the commercials are funny. Don't you ever seen the commercials for Jack in the Box? That funny guy with the big head?
Yeah. He's like, you can buy him as an antenna thing.
Yeah. That guy, yeah. Mm-hmm. But how do you know this if you don't live on the West Coast?
I travel to it. It's like, I'm not a shut-in. I do travel across the country.
Okay, here we go. Number three, and I believe...
Yes?
That they have this burger at the other version of it. I think east of the Mississippi, it's called Hardee's.
Correct.
But the Carl's Jr.
Correct.
Western Bacon Cheeseburger.
Yes.
I mean, that's great. A burger with cheese and onion rings and barbecue sauce.
And it's good barbecue sauce
and bacon.
Yeah, it's good.
Good barbecue sauce.
You are getting no disagreement here from me. There was one that they made a few years ago, at least at Hardee's, that was kind of the same thing, but it was on sourdough toast instead of the bun. So it was like a buttered and grilled toast, you know, instead of the typical brioche roll or whatever that, you know.
Wait. I know what you're talking about. They were ripping off Jack in the Box and their sourdough bacon cheeseburger.
Ah, there you go.
which is delicious, by the way. Came with like a tomato and some bacon and some Swiss.
Tomatoes are vile, but other than that, yeah, no, it was delicious.
Do you really hate tomatoes?
I do not like raw tomatoes. I like tomatoes in cooked form, in sauce form, everything. I just do not like the texture of raw tomatoes.
Do you? Let me ask you this. As someone who is somewhat of an, I wouldn't call myself an expert in food at all, but I read a lot about food. Mm-hmm. One of the things that people who follow food closely is they just really bemoan the fact that the tomato that you get, especially if you're not in California or somewhere close to tomatoes, are just terrible. Yes. They're just awful. They taste like cardboard. But have you ever eaten a really good, fresh, ripened, vine-ripened tomato?
Joe Patanz, you may be aware of the fact that I am from Florida.
Okay, there you
go. Born and raised in Florida, very close to Ruskin, Florida.
Yeah.
Which Ruskin, Florida, of course, has a tomato named after it. Yes, I have had a fresh tomato. My parents love tomatoes, and not only that, they would get my dad's patients that couldn't afford to pay would give him fruit and vegetables and like other things in exchange. Mm-hmm. So we would always have like.
Did you grow up during the Depression or something? Or what?
My dad was just an old country doctor, and some of his older patients, like, you know, they didn't have insurance or whatever, and so he would just, you know, he'd basically write it off, but they'd bring him by fruit and vegetables from their farm, and, you know, they had farms. We lived, you know, in farm country, so they'd bring in, like, all these fruits. So, but my parents love to, like, get fresh green tomatoes and then, you know, cornmeal them and then fry them.
Oh, yeah, fried green tomatoes,
eat them
yeah.
with mayonnaise, so you eat the mayonnaise on the fried green tomatoes. Yes, but that was a classic at our house that I didn't like because I don't like tomatoes.
Number two, people will be shocked.
Shocked,
Daniel.
Wait, no, you're supposed to tease that ahead of time. The top five fast food burgers. Number two will shock you.
Yeah, because they probably thought it would be number one.
Right.
But it's not number one.
It's not number one. It's number two.
Number two is the In-N-Out Double Double.
The Double Double from the In-N-Out. Now, you know, Joe Batance, I'm going to be in Las Vegas for Pride 48, the big Pride 48 weekend coming up later this month.
Sure
so
is.
I will, that is where I get to, that and BlizzCon are the two times a year that I get to go and have an In-N-Out burger.
Mm-hmm. And nowhere will you have a better burger for $2.50 or whatever it costs, right?
Right.
Double, so double, double stands for double meat, double cheese.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Two patties. Two slices of cheese with this great Thousand Island style dressing. Mm-hmm. A nice tomato. You will not get the tomato. You cut it out.
Hold the tomato, please.
That's
what I would say if I were ordering.
I mean, that's what In-N-Out's known for. They'll make it your way. I mean, they even have that secret menu. They'll do crazy things for you. You don't like tomato? Hold the tomato. You don't like onion? Mm-hmm. We won't give you onion.
In fact, I would prefer it if you masturbated on that one. And they will do it for you.
Have you ever seen? Well, I don't know how it is in Vegas, but something that every gay man knows. Is In-N-Out employees are hot.
There you go.
They're hot.
The secret sauce. Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead. I was sorry.
Sauce.
All right. So the In-N-Out Double Double. I'm
but
sure.
Here's the weird thing. Yeah, here's the weird thing. They're hot, but because they're in that kitchen and with the grease all the time, a lot of times they'll have bad skin. So it'll be this hot guy with bad skin, which sort of reminds me of one of my favorite gay porn stars, Evan Parker.
Well, there you go.
Evan Parker, Helix Studios model. Great top. He has some sort of skin issue, but I still like him. Anyway, going to the In-N-Out Double Double, I'm going to tell you, I like the tomato. I like it with everything on it. Tomato.
Ooh, I like Evan. That. Oh, yeah, I do like Evan Parker a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, like, the crunchy lettuce, mm-hmm. The crisp lettuce as you bite into it and mixed with the hot meat. Mm-hmm. Nothing better than that In-N-Out Double Double. Daniel, are you ready?
No, that's not true, Joe Batance. There is one thing better than a Double Double because it is only number two on your list. So what is the number one burger?
I don't think fast food burger. I want to say fast food burger because this is not the number one burger. There are actually a ton of burgers.
Yeah, we're not talking
that
about.
I enjoy more than any of these.
I'm not talking about, you know, oh, I'm going to go plop down like $15 for a, you know.
You have to be able to drive through and get it.
I'm not going to go to the Bobby Flay's Burger Palace and get, you know, a $12.
I'm not going to go to the counter. What's the burger you get at the counter, by the way? I know you like the counter. What's the burger you get at the counter?
It's a make your own. So I usually just go through and check out, the, you know, checkbox thing.
Yeah. Is it always the same one?
No, I mix it up a lot. And then now the one that I did, there's a restaurant in New Haven that I really like called Prime 16, which has lots of burger. So I usually get the Maui burger or the cowboy burger.
What comes on the Maui burger?
The Maui burger.
A pineapple.
Yes. Has a ring of pineapple on it. It also has a garlic aioli that's on it.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And it has lettuce on it. With
crisp or wilted?
It's crisp lettuce. And it has pickled onions. So it's pickled onions, pineapple. Oh. And that's the Maui burger. And it's served on a pretzel bun.
Are the onions, what color are the onions?
Pink.
Yeah, because they're pickled. Yeah. Oh, yep.
And then the other one, the cowboy burger, is the one that comes with Canadian bacon and fried egg and stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. My favorite burger right now, the reigning burger of all time, is the chef's favorite burger at Plan Check, the name of the restaurant. I will take you there when you're out here in Los Angeles. We'll be eating a lot of burgers.
See, now when you said chef like that, I just had a flashback to my childhood. Do you remember Burger Chef? Burger Chef and Jeff? That. It was like this really weird off chain of burger. Maybe, I don't know. There's no way for people to email us. But yeah.
When you're out here in LA, I'm going to take you. You're going to take you to Plan Check.
Excellent.
We're also going to go to a restaurant called Petit Trois.
Now, are we going to go back to the Oinkster? Because I really did.
We can go back to the Oinkster.
I would like to eat at the Oinkster when I'm not wearing a silk tie.
You will not be wearing a silk tie. We'll go to the Oinkster. Mm-hmm. We will go to Petit Trois. We will go to. The Petit Trois, look up the Big Mech. It's MEC. That just won best burger in LA. We had food critics come in. Everyone thought it was for sure going to be the double.
I'm on the Google image page for Evan Parker right now, so I'm sorry. I'm distracted.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Speaking of a hot piece of meat.
That's right.
Big Mech at Petit Trois. I'm going to take you there, and I'm going to take you to Plan Check. And I won't. The counter is out here in LA, but I'm not going to take you. I'm not going to waste your time. We have limited
meals
together.
Wouldn't it be funny if your number one fast food burger was Evan Parker?
Oh, that would be so great. It really would be. I don't know why, because he's not the cutest person ever. He's good. He's fine.
It's something about his eyes and that little smirk that he has.
Yeah, it's that asshole-y smirk that he has. That you just I need you to fuck me, you fucking asshole.
Yep.
Yes, he just pulls off the asshole. You know what? I get the sense, actually, he's a really nice guy. Mm-hmm. From I don't know why I think this, but I get the sense that
when you watch those things, so they'll do a behind the scenes video and everything, and you kind of see them in semi candid moments, and he seems like a genuinely nice guy.
But he's in that Helix Academy porn series from Helix Studios.
Yeah, where he's playing a dick.
He played a total dick, and he's so good at it. In fact, you know what? That's gonna be my nightcap for tonight. Evan Parker in Helix Academy.
You plan out your porn this far in advance? Oh, are you going to go to bed after this? Because you do have the life of a suburban housewife. So it's like, I have to go to work. I'm getting up early.
No, I go to bed around midnight. I've been going to bed around midnight. I vary. I'll have weeks where I go to bed at midnight. I'll have weeks where I go to bed at 9. It's a going to bed at midnight kind of thing right now. Anyway, how much time do we have left?
We have 1 minute left, Joe Patanis.
Okay, so let's go to the number one burger.
The number one burger. No, wait. The number one fast food.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. The number one fast food burger.
Yes.
Do you have any guesses what it might be? It's fast food. It's a chain you definitely know.
I am hoping against hope that it is not Burger King, because they're disgusting. Burger King.
I want to tell you something.
Disgusting.
I've never been to Burger King in my entire life.
Really? Don't go.
Never disgusting. Been to Burger King.
They're disgusting. I'm hoping so. I know
it's one of those things. When I was in college, I realized I'd just never been to Burger King.
Really?
And so now it's a thing. I just don't go to Burger. Oh, you know where else I'm going to take you?
Oh my God, we are getting pointed at here. You're getting it pointed at.
I'm going to
can you maybe
remind
do you want
to
tweet
take you to Top Round?
All right, can you they tweet out your answer, round. Joe? We have 10 seconds. Do you want to just tweet out your answer? Follow Joe on Twitter. I'm sure he'll tweet out the number one thing, number one burger, because I don't know what it is. Tomorrow, David, that blue jeans guy, will be here to fill in for us. Anyway, thank you guys for putting up with us for a third day that we weren't planning on, but thank you anyway. And oh shit, there he goes. We gotta go. Bye.
Oh, Big Fatty, what happened to Seder 60? I'm not quite sure what happened there. Y'all, there must have been something wrong with the inner tubes or something like that. But y'all, we'll be back tomorrow. David, that blue jeans guy, filling in for me on tomorrow's little show, according to the schedule. And Seder, I'm not sure why you weren't here, but Cindy, do you know why?
True, you don't look a day over 60.
Oh, the age before beauty, yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.